Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything on my own?
They are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no doubt about it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Luck to catch a leprechaun, but of course, nobody can. Now, if those laddies ever did catch me, they'd catch me Lucky Charms.
Hey there, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is Matt Man coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio, and sitting next to me, as always, a mere 294 miles to my right, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, y'all. This is the J-Man coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How you doing tonight, Matt Man?
I'm a little edgy, but I'm fine. How are you doing?
Huh? Doing all right. Watching a little basketball today. There are a couple of games on, if you didn't notice.
How's that bracket working out for you? How's the Louisville thing going?
We'll get into that maybe later, if I can stay calm. Jesus is testing me a little bit with the old no-cussing thing.
Oh, Jesus already tested the hell out of me.
And how'd that go?
I failed.
Well, you know, it's early. You could try to, you know, make a comeback.
Yeah, I could try that, but, you know, I really don't want to now. Oh, my God, these things
you'll have
are really
to...
good. And I lost the chat room, Jay, so
that's okay.
He's smiting me as we speak.
Thanks. So. We have a few people that have wandered into the chat room. Clay
I'd
Perry
like to
is
see
there.
Him, but I can't.
Well, you could go back in.
Okay.
And Clay Perry is there, and Diane is in there, Dr. Anonymous. We have a guest, welcome guest. If you'd like to register with Block Talk Radio, you could join in the chat room. It's free and easy, just like your hosts.
That's right.
And Mary Veskoff is here, and Thule Evans is here. How you doing, Thule? And
Thanks.
I think you do from Twitter.
Okay.
Shiny something.
Oh, okay. Shiny Rod.
Yep, that's him. And
okay.
We want to thank Dr. And hello to Tank. And we want to thank Dr. Anonymous for retweeting our show announcement here a minute ago. That was nice of you. And you can hear Dr. Anonymous. I guess at his new time. I don't know if he's going to do that every week. He was on at 12:30 Central. Or 12:30 Eastern this week during the noon hour, 11:30 Central in the morning. So a little lunchtime listening for y'all out there.
I remember those days. I like those days when we had a morning show.
Well, oh, yeah.
Because these late nights are killing me.
Well, we may end up on the mornings pretty soon. Who knows?
So
Well, anyway, I guess so Lent isn't going well, is it?
Oh no, Lent's fine. My giving up smoking for Lent's not going very well, but Lent itself is very good. I'm sure the fish sticks will be tasty tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to that.
You could, sometimes people do like New Year's resolutions, and then they don't really kind of work out, so they kind of do new ones. You know, you could do that. You could say,
yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to do this for the last 30 days of Lent.
I could do that, but I choose not to. So I think this year I'm just, other than like the last 4 or 5 years where I gave up something and I did very well, I'm just phoning it in this year. I'm just going to be a wretch. And
you could continue with the cutting way back, though.
Well, I tried that, but now it's like I gave them up for like 12 to 16 hours, and now I'm smoking more. So to make up
well,
for
I'm out of ideas.
Hours.
Yeah. You got to get the balance back.
My lungs were going, where's the tar? Where's the tar? Oh, God.
Well, I got to say, I'm not doing too badly with the old cussing. I've only dropped one F-bomb.
That really wasn't
even provoked. Just happened.
Really?
And I watched one of my Final Four teams go down in flames this afternoon, and I held it all in.
I saw that happen live, and I felt badly for you.
Uh huh. I can't say that I said nice things about Rick Pitino because I didn't.
Well,
I may have alluded to the possibility of his next mistress giving him several different STDs, and I stand
yes,
by
you
that.
Did.
I stand
and
by that.
And it was very funny too, by the way.
Yeah, but anyway, he'll have more free time to have sex with women who are not his wife now that his team has been eliminated.
You really didn't need to throw herpes into the mix, though, when you you type that in.
Well, I just want him to remember this.
Of course you do.
Over and over and over.
I can see my upset of Belmont over Wisconsin win well. Pretty happy about that.
Yep. Yeah, we're looking good there. Right. So I guess we get into the old St. Patrick's Day celebration here, since we're already 7 minutes in.
Yeah, I've been having a big day. Cooked some corned beef today.
Oof,
and
God,
sauerkraut. Threw it in the crock pot. What? Are you saying you
man.
Don't like that?
That's
no?
just, I get, I'm getting incredibly bad gas just thinking about that.
You don't know good food, do you? Because let me tell you, the Irish are renowned for their culinary arts.
Yes, they have a competition every year with the Brits for the most bland food, and it's quite a battle.
Who can make the best soda bread?
Oh man! But so you made the comment a little while ago that this corned beef and sauerkraut was better than Vienna sausages. And
yeah.
I'll be honest with you. One, no, it's not. And two, it's really not any more Irish than are the Vienna sausages either.
I don't know.
And so have we had any green liquid today? I mean, not the kind coming out, but, you know. the green version of Wild Irish Rose?
Well, there, you know, I do have my STD, so I had that green liquid. But anything beer-related, no, I didn't.
Good for you, because green beer is just wrong.
It is wrong. I'm Irish. I'm very Irish, but it's not normal.
No, I saw the D-Man earlier. Did a twit pic of a couple of green Coronas, and I just, you know, it's just shouldn't be allowed. Can't be doing stuff like that.
No, that would make it Mix beer, and that's just not right.
And Diane says that she made potatoes with some potatoes and then potato on the side, and she added the E for Dan Quayle on potatoes, so. Excellent.
So, anyway, getting into this Irish thing, you're pretty Irish yourself, aren't you, Jay?
I am. I'm very Irish on both sides of the family go back to Ireland, and both on my mother's side, both of her parents on their side go back to Ireland, and on my dad's side, his father goes back to Ireland, and on his mother's side, it's all Indians and outlaws, so we don't really know where that goes. But through the magic of the internet and digital recording and stuff like that, I was actually able to go back in time and talk to one of my ancestors from Ireland.
Really?
This week. Really? I was. Got to sit down and chit-chat with my great-great-great-great-grandmother, Mary Loy, who grew up in Fork Hill, Ireland, north of Dublin, near the Northern Ireland border, actually.
I hear some saucy ladies come out of that area.
Yeah, well, they do. And so we sat down and we recorded a little interview, if you'd like to hear that.
I'd love to hear it.
Well, all righty then. Hola. This is the J-Man, and I'm sitting down to do a very special interview with my great-great-great-great-grandmother, Mary Loy, from Ireland. And Grandma, first of all, what do you want me to call you? You know, Grandma, Granny, Gamma, Mima? Right, of course. Nana Mary it is. And Nana Ruby, we have Nana Krita. Of course you're Nana Mary. That's obvious. I should have thought of it. So anyway, thank you so much for being here. It's wonderful. You know, honestly, you look just like I thought you would. Tell me, did you ever expect such a big part of the family to end up in America? Hey now, it's not that bad here. This is a nice country. It's a nice area, nice place, nice neighborhood. Oh, well, sure. I mean, Arkansas is a little rough, kind of full of rednecks, but, you know, your boys are pretty rowdy themselves, you know, there, Nana Mary. And Fork Hill, County Armagh, Ireland, it sounds like it was probably pretty similar to, I don't know, say, Alpena here.
Yeah,
I bet those boys were a handful for you. You did a great job raising them, though, I tell you. Nana Mary, what was life like around the homestead there in Fork Hill, County Armagh, Ireland?
Wow.
Wow, that's fascinating, and honestly, I'm glad I wasn't around then. Jeez, that's a little bit, that's a little rough. Well, Nana Mary, I know we have to make this quick. Why don't we say that we wander down to the pub, and we have us a Guinness and maybe a shepherd's pie or something like that, and maybe some Irish stew, that'd warm you up. And we'll continue to talk, but we just want to get a quick little interview in for the radio show, and I appreciate your being here. Matt Mann appreciates your being here. Our vast worldwide audience appreciates you being here. It's really wonderful of you. So just thank you so much. Oh, that is so sweet. I love you too, Nana Mary. Very sweet. Okay, back to you guys in the studio.
That was very nice.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty nice afternoon. And it's a little difficult since, you know, she only speaks Irish, but...
And what I liked about it is every word out of her mouth sounded dirty.
Well, she, you know how the Irish are. They're known for their creative or colorful language. And... Clay Perry says she sounds like the reporter that had a stroke on air. Hey, now.
God. That's pretty good.
Maybe Clay needs his own show.
Maybe he does. And
hey, that reminds me.
What's impressive is he made it to this show on time.
On time, I know. And your hey-o reminds me, I wanted to try this out. Just as a little test, if you don't mind, to see if people in the chat room can hear this.
Okay,
there we go. I just wanted to see if they could hear what I play on my computer. So, folks in the chat room, let me know if you heard that. We'll move on, though.
We are live, Jay.
Yeah, we are. We have only 15 minutes left, so. So, anyway, speaking of Ireland, and we were, things are pretty rowdy there tonight, I understand. And, well, in fact, they're pretty rowdy there every night, I think. But anyway, you sent our crack correspondent, Guy On Your Dick, all the way to Ireland.
Yeah, our fave Dutch guy, Guy On Your Dick. He went to County Cork, and he's broadcasting live from one of the best pubs in Ireland. So we'll go ahead and play that now.
All right.
He's itching.
I bet he is.
Jay, Matchman, Guy On Your Dick, coming to you live from County Cork's most famous and raucous pub, Suds and Spuds. The Guinness is flowing and the fists are flying as the Celtic crowd celebrates the day that in 461 AD, St. Patrick died from cirrhosis of the liver and lack of a tan. Liam Neeson is picking up chicks by playing the sympathy card, showing all the hot lasses pictures of his late wife, Natasha Richardson. Sir Bob Geldof is boring the hell out of everyone with his hackneyed feed the world crap over a bottle of Jameson's. This gaggle of Gaelic tosspots are drinking a toast to everyone from Jonathan Swift to Pierce Brosnan to Foster Brooks. Many of the robust revelers are taking turns relieving themselves by pissing all over a picture of Oliver Cromwell that lies wrinkled and rumpled on the beer and blood-stained bar floor. The Irish hookers, or as they call them here, potato hoes, are cleaning out the pockets of every passed-out nick in the place, and there's a police officer conducting sobriety tests on those who exit by making them walk a straight line, all the while saying, "Tu-ra-lu-ra-lu-ra." Well, guys, I'm off to grab a few pints of Guinness and make my way to the all-you-can-eat potato bar from some unpronounceable hamlet in County Cork, Ireland. This is Guy On Your Dick, tossing it back to you guys in the studios.
I'll tell you what, Guy is relentless.
He is. He knows always, where the party is, though.
Yes, he does. I've noticed that.
Man, I hope he doesn't run into any leprechauns over there, though. Man, those things are creepy.
Yes, they are.
Man, I've heard they taste like chicken, but...
doesn't everything. Except chicken.
Yeah. Depending on how you cook it, I guess.
I'll tell you what. One of the best things about St. Patrick's Day, Jay, and I don't know what you did, but I spent much of the day playing some uplifting Irish songs.
Oh, yeah. That's part of what makes St. Patrick's Day great.
Yeah, you know, McNamara's Band, When Irish Hearts Are Smiling. But I went a different way. I played Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. And then I played Zombie by the Cranberries. That was
fun. Oh, love the Cranberries.
Yeah. And then I played Recorded Speeches of Neville Chamberlain. And I'm sorry, I just came up with this prior to this show. And I had to get it out there.
Well, he was a great IRA leader.
Yeah. Loved the Irish.
Hell yeah. Did a great job leading the resistance for the Irish. I'm glad you mentioned U2's song, Sunday Bloody Sunday, because you know that the legend is that that song had to do with you know, the troubles in Northern Ireland, the Protestants and the Catholics and the Irish and the British and everything like that. But
right.
A lot of people don't really know the truth. The truth is that that song is just a celebration when Bono found out that his girlfriend wasn't pregnant.
Okay, that was good. Yay, Jay. Okay.
Well, you know, it's weird because I had that down. It's one of the odd facts that people don't know about Ireland. And you mentioned that song, too. So it's like we're professionals or something.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, the Irish flag, an odd Irish fact, you know, it's green and it's white and it's orange. And the green is because for the Catholics, the orange is for the Protestants, and the white in the middle is for peace between them. Unlike America, every Irish flag is made in Ireland because they can't get 12-year-old Laotian boys to understand the word orange.
That's unfortunate. They have to spend a little more for their flags.
It's not only unfortunate, it's a reach.
Well, I have more odd facts about Ireland. Did you know that Irish have a higher incidences of early onset dementia than other people? But it's a little odd. It's a little odd, though. In their case, they can only remember the grudges.
Oh, my God.
Oh, by the way, folks, the phone lines are open. 661-244-9852. About 7 minutes left in the live stream, and then, of course, we'll have the after show, which could be heard in the archives. You know, the
Maybe.
Most common cause of death is, you know, the most common cause of death in Ireland is liver failure. That's really not
really?
A big surprise. You know what brought the great potato famine to an end? You know
what?
We all learned about the great potato famine in school and everything like that, but no, they never told us what brought it to an end. One day, a poor farmer out in the countryside, by the name of Miles O'Toole, was sitting on his back porch, and all of a sudden he says, "I wonder what would happen if we slaughtered that cow over there and grilled up the meat."
Oh, God.
Anyway, what else you got for us, man?
That's about it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I have a few more. I wish I didn't.
You really got to stop. You really got to stop doing this stand-up act.
Anyway,
well,
did you know that?
Go ahead, continue.
Did you know that most Irish count the sheep in their family trees? That's enough. We have a caller. Thank goodness.
We do. Oh, my God.
732, you're on with Stupid.
Hey, boys.
Oh. Hey, Diane.
Happy St. Patty's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too. How are we doing?
Hey,
are you partying?
Well, I couldn't convince the doctor to refill the morphine drip, so it
so
wasn't much of
beer?
A party day. What?
So you're drinking beer?
Yeah, a little. Regular beer, though. I agree with you guys. None of that green.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had some white wine earlier in the day.
Very good.
Hey, Mike. Mike said hi in from the chat room.
Mike's a nice guy.
Mike,
he's
all right.
Mike, so you guys had a good day?
Great
oh,
day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Went to Walmart.
Cool.
So we both went to Walmart today, but
yes,
not together. That would
not
have been
together,
weird.
But it was still nice.
Do you guys go to the same Walmart?
Yeah, but only a few hundred miles apart.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, 100... some of them are so big that you could be going to the same one.
Right.
There's a Walmart exactly 147 miles from here, directly dead in between Matt Mann and me.
That would be a great place to meet.
Short drive.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But I went into my Walmart, and they had everything set up for St. Patrick's Day, you know, all the traditional stuff. They had the Rotel and all the taco fixings. They did.
They're
they
already pushing
out there.
They're
front.
Already pushing a Cinco de Mayo.
I guess they had it all
Easter
up for...
stuff is... I mean, everything here
oh,
is
yeah, they...
all Easter.
Oh, yeah, we got the Easter stuff, too. We got the little cranberry eggs, you know. I mean, that should really be just sick and nasty and disgusting, but it's really delicious. I don't know what that is in the middle of those eggs, but...
I know. It's some of the best-tasting chemicals on Earth.
Oh, yeah. They could probably dump some of that stuff on them.
I always opt for the flatbread and bitter herbs. They're always on sale.
My wine store is having a sale on the blood of Jesus.
Okay, that's great. Once again, you've done it, Dan. Last week you made love to God, and now you're drinking the blood of Jesus. That's great.
And we get about a minute and a half of live streaming for everyone out there, so we want to...
You make that sound
we
so
thank
hot,
everybody.
Jay.
I try.
You just make...
I love
it when you live stream.
I'm a professional. Don't try this at home.
I've heard that about you.
Well, we want to thank everybody in the chat room who hung out with us tonight and everybody listening live on their... on the website and on their mobile phones and all that fancy stuff. And be sure to come on back and check out the archives.
Of course.
Final 15 minutes, which is recorded afterwards. And if you wanted to call in, it's probably too late because of the delay. Sorry.
But guaranteed that one of us will say something titillating.
Somebody say something, either that or offensive. We could go either way on that.
Well, or both, because we are, after all, ambidextrous.
We are. We're very talented.
Have you noticed that the recorded blog talk chick that gives you the notice that there's 60 seconds left, she sounds meaner since they started charging?
Yeah. She's just not as friendly to the non-premium shows.
No, she's not. 60 seconds left.
You
is
cheap
she, is
jerks.
It, is it the same voice that goes blog talk radio?
Yeah.
It's the same voice?
Yeah
it's her. It's the same one.
She's a Brit.
She's not as friendly.
Yeah.
She sounds like
but
a Brit.
I want to go to... Yeah, someday when they do the CES convention in the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas, and BTR has their thing going out there. I'm going to go out there and visit, and I want to meet that chick.
Mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, I've talked to her so much.
Those conventions
kind of like
are
blogs.
Those conventions are fun.
Yeah, I would think so. They usually do it at the same time as the Adult Movie Expo, so.
I was in Vegas once when the Porn Awards were, the Porn Awards ceremony was going on.
Oh, yeah.
It was freaking hilarious.
Did you win?
I was absolutely hilarious.
I think she's ignoring that one, man.
I can't think of anything good to come back with. That was excellent.
Well,
he got right in there, so to speak.
Yeah.
You just laid it out there.
What is it that they, is it like the golden bone or something like that?
I forget what it was called. But it is, I mean, and there's like the most amazing, they had this giant, like billboard up in the hotel lobby where the ceremony was going to be with like what all the awards were. And I mean, there's like best anal and best threesome. And I mean, it was like some really, you know.
Yeah.
Rising star.
Rising star would be a good one.
That tickled me. That just really, that
yeah,
just
sure
really,
did.
Yeah, rising star.
I wonder if any of Charlie Sheen's goddesses have won any golden bones, and if they have, do they have them right there on the mantle next to his Emmys?
Can you imagine?
Because, you know, it's all about winning.
Winning. What's that other thing he says that I love? Bring it. I love the way he says,
yeah.
Bring it.
I bet Brie Olsen has said that a few times.
He's been quiet.
He needed to be.
You know, he's doing a live show here in New York, April something, at Radio City Music Hall. Can you imagine? The hell is he going to do on that gigantic stage?
I hope
sure
he does something
Rockettes
for them.
The will be there, too.
Well, maybe that's what he's going to do.
he's going to do each and every one of them.
I mean, maybe that's... Yeah. It's just so bizarre. It's just, I mean, Radio City is just this incredibly beautiful, this giant Art Deco theater. And, and, you know, like Charlie Sheen just standing up there on this huge stage, you know, with the red velvet curtains. It's odd. And all, like, his shows are almost all sold out. People will pay hundreds of dollars to see a train wreck.
Well, what else do they have to do in New York?
Oh, you can see lunatics screaming at the top of their lungs whenever you have to freaking fight your way through them to get to the subway. But I guess they've never won an Emmy.
No, probably not.
I miss that about... living in New York. It's all the street theater. I mean, everything is just theater.
Even the
yeah, but it's probably not as good as it used to be since they've cleaned up all the neighborhoods. And
oh, Bloomberg is such a pain. Maddie, you can't freaking smoke on the street in New York.
Yeah, I know. He's kind of an idiot.
$50 fine.
I know.
My son and
that's
all
ridiculous.
The other guys that work on the truck and everything. I mean, it. No one's, absolutely positively, no one's paying any attention. And it doesn't look as though the cops are enforcing it.
That's because they're all smoking.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh. Open
you know,
civil defiance. I like it.
If they could just, you know, I mean, like, you stand in the middle of the exhaust of 1,000 taxis, and you can't light a cigarette? I mean, it's just stupid.
And Mayor Bloomberg would also prefer you not eat that double bacon cheeseburger also. Just,
right,
know.
And there
I
was
mean,
some
he,
kind
he
of...
He hasn't outlawed it, but he would really rather you not.
And there was something about soup or something. I forget what that was. He was attacking the amount of salt in soup. He spent the whole
right.
winter carrying on about soup.
It's because he
I think he's just trying to get into Mika Brzezinski's pants.
And he might that's why be. He's doing it. I think he just got an extra salty matzo ball soup at one of the delis, and he's just been griping about it like, you know, little Jewish men will do nonstop.
I think he's starting to, you know, he ordained himself with a third term, and he is like having this little, you know, king complex. I love when Letterman yep. always describes him as the mayor who used to be a jockey.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, I loved the story I read about him one time. They were talking about him taking the subway to work.
Every
except they
morning.
Left the part out that they but they left the part out that he gets a limo down to the subway station.
Yes. Yes. And he's
Jay,
you know, well, and he's surrounded by his, you know, army.
His entourage.
Things would be much better, and things aren't bad, but they'd be much better if the mayor of New York was Carlo Palladino.
No, yes, it would be.
Oh, and Charlie Sheen as his lieutenant.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, the first thing Carlo Palladino would do as mayor, as soon as he took the oath, he would turn around and say, "Smoke him if you got him."
Yeah.
Hell yeah, he would.
Yeah. Absolutely. He would take all of those stupid little bistro tables that Bloomy is putting all over the place, you know, sit and have a latte in the middle of traffic, and he would just, I mean, he would just get rid of all that. Everything
all
would be, he, just everything would be traffic.
All your
pansy
ass
would come
get out of the way.
Freaking, I swear to you, no, this no exaggeration, just bistro tables just popping up in the middle of a street. You can't drive or walk in Manhattan to begin with. Now you have to navigate bistro tables.
Well,
he wants to turn it into like some cozy European city.
Carl's our hero.
Carl's hilarious.
He is the man. He is the man.
Carl is absolutely hilarious.
We respect anyone who does not pay their staff. So
exactly, because we haven't because our staff is still waiting for their first check, and we're like, yeah, we'll get to that. We're still getting things up and running.
It's only been a few months, for God's sakes.
We've only got 30 shows then.
You just keep calling them interns. You don't ever promote anyone. They stay intern.
Now we just keep reminding them that they're at-will employees, and they will do whatever we tell them to do.
This is a right-to-work state, and you have no right to work.
And any time somebody turns on all the protests in Wisconsin, we turn the channel real quick.
No, you have someone turn it for you.
Well,
I just put on a Mike Huckabee soundtrack.
Mike got fat again.
Oh,
yeah, I know. I saw it.
Poor Mike.
He's still the man. I love him. I love him to death, almost as much as Joyce Meyer. And I meant to give Joyce Meyer a shout-out, Jay. We got to give a shout-out.
Well, we're still
Joyce
on.
Meyer. I know we are.
God loves you, Joyce.
Mm-hmm. In spite of herself.
You're one of my favorite people. And I'll be good.
She is hot.
I'll be very good tonight. I've been so good.
She isn't, you know, all whiny and touchy like Joe Scarborough, who who blocked Matt. She allows Matt
Does
to just say what he believes, what he thinks.
Scarborough blocked me. I made fun of Mika, and he was upset about it.
Oh, what? What a chivalrous man he is.
Yeah, something.
Oh. Bad. So that proves they're doing it behind the dais.
I would hope so. I mean, if you're not going to be having sex with Mika, why would you be around her that much? You're not just hanging out with her because she's a pleasant person to be around, because she's not.
No, she's not. You are absolutely right. I can imagine. Oh, I feel sorry. She's got like two daughters, and I'm going, oh my God, I'd hate to be those kids.
She just nitpicks them.
Can I have a chocolate chip cookie? No, here. Have a granola bar.
Cubby.
Call your real father.
Did you check your blood sugar this morning? All right.
Jay Leno is so much funnier on mute.
Write that down, Jay.
It really is. And he's looking a lot like Mike Huckabee.
Quit making fun of the huckster.
The show I used to watch on mute all the time was Charmed.
Yes, I know. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano and I ignore the ones with Shannon, but the Rose McGowan with the good shows.
Yeah, the later ones. They got way more sexual.
There's one.
Yeah, weird
there.
How that networked out, huh?
The two tops
to
went up in the.
Go ahead.
No, they just the clothes got sexier. The whole. A lot of gyrating through the Book of Secrets. Or the Book of what was it?
Stuff.
Book of Magic.
Schmoop used to watch
in the morning. I always think of you.
She used to watch all the reruns, and there was one chick on there that I just loved. She had kind of a freckly face, long brown hair. Okay.
Probably Holly Marie Combs. Holly Marie Combs, yep. Probably.
Is that who it was?
The
Either that
sister.
Or. Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool. They were all
She's, yeah. They're all hot. All of them were hot.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
I
Not as good as the Gilmore Girls. But.
I have a huge crush now on, I mean, unbelievable crush on Sophia. I can't say her last name. The
Vergara.
One who's on Modern Family.
Ooh, say that
Sophia
again.
Sophia Vergara.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
I can't roll my R's. Yeah,
and
if I could roll my R's.
Her accent.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Accent is adorable. She's funny. She's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just I have such a girl crush on her.
That's hot.
I feel the same way about John Meacham.
I feel the same way about Anthony Bourdain.
Uh-oh.
Although he's not as cool as he used to be. You know, he got married, had a kid. He gave up smoking. He doesn't drink as much.
That's obnoxious. I hate
cool
when people do that.
I know it.
So
I know,
do I. That's
you
why
know.
I didn't do it anymore.
BTR is about to cut us
know,
off.
No, God love you for it, Maddie. I'm proud. I'm proud of you.
For what?
For falling off the Lent wagon.
Oh.
It's nothing but a conspiracy by the corporation that is the Catholic Church to control us.
How dare them not try to make me pay $6 a pack for a smoke?
It's $8.20 here.
Yeah, well.
$8.20 a pack. So
now,
if
it was 8:20 here, I'd quit.
That's what you say.